ABC News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The death toll after tornadoes roared through the Midwest and South on Friday stands at least 25. Four people were killed in structural collapses in Illinois. Nine deaths happened in McNary County, Tennessee. Officials also confirmed storm-related deaths in Arkansas, Alabama, Delaware, Indiana, and Mississippi. Many homes and businesses were either damaged or destroyed. Pope Francis is observing Palm Sunday with a service in St. Peter's Square. The pontiff urged the world today to take better care of the poor, sick, and lonely. The Vatican says the 86-year-old plans to take part in a full host of Easter events this coming week, the busiest period in the Roman Catholic Church calendar. It comes a day after the Pope was released from the hospital after fighting a respiratory infection.
As he headed home, he had his driver pull over so that he could get out and talk to reporters. CNN Vatican correspondent Delia Gallagher caught up with him and asked how he was doing.
Still alive, you know?
What comes to mind is something that once an old man older than me told me after a situation like this. Father, I didn't see death, but I saw it coming. It's ugly, huh?
Apparently, the Pope has quite a sense of humor. I'm Corey Myers.
The NCAA Women's Basketball National Championship game is this afternoon in Dallas, with LSU taking on Iowa for the title at 3:30 Eastern. On the men's side,
San Diego State is extending its Cinderella run with a shot at the title. Lamont Butler sank a jumper at the buzzer, lifting the Aztecs past Florida Atlantic 72-71.
He's got it!
Jim Nance on CBS Sports. UConn is seeking its fifth championship after defeating Miami 72-59. The Huskies and San Diego State will play for the title on Monday night. I'm Jerry Barmash.
This is USA News.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642. 800-259-8642.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The CDC telling travelers to Guinea and Tanzania to be mindful of contracting the deadly Marburg virus. The CDC is on site right now in Africa to help stop that outbreak of the highly contagious deadly disease. The World Health Organization, meanwhile, says the Marburg virus has a high fatality rate and has epidemic potential. Matthew McConaughey's Yellowstone spinoff is officially moving forward at Paramount, regardless of Kevin Costner's future on the franchise's show. Paramount Media Network's president and CEO Chris McCarthy confirmed in an interview with The Hollywood Reporter that McConaughey is lined up to star in an extension series set within the Yellowstone universe. Researchers have discovered a jet from a galaxy with a black hole at its center, and it's changed direction to point toward Earth. That galaxy, known as a blazar, which is a type of galaxy powered by a black hole. They shoot jets of high-energy particles that move close to the speed of light, and these are moving toward Earth. Police in San Antonio, Texas, said a man killed another man who allegedly stole his truck after tracking the thief with an Apple AirTag. Police say that truck's owner used the AirTag to track the vehicle nearly 20 miles from where it was stolen. Police have not decided if that suspect will be charged in that fatal shooting. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.